This episode is brought to you by PNC Bank, who believes some things in life should be boring, like banking.
Because boring is safe and responsible, level-headed and wise. All things you want your bank to be.
You don't want your bank to be cool or sexy. Sexy is for 80s hair bands, not banks. That's why PNC Bank strives to be boring with your money so you can be happily fulfilled with your life.
PNC Bank, brilliantly boring since 1865.
Brilliantly Boring Since 1865 is a service mark of the PNC Financial Services Group, Incorporated. PNC Bank, a National Association, member FDIC.
Can I rant for a sec?
Please.
Pay apps are way too public.
What happened?
Some rando hearted a payment from 5 months ago, and I realized people can see my entire history, who I'm paying, like full names. It's super weird.
Yeah, it's weird. How are you paying your friends then?
Apple Cash. It's all in messages. You can literally send cash like a text, and it stays between friends. Random people can't see it.
Did you just pay me a dollar on Apple Cash?
Shh.
Services are provided by Green Dot Bank, member FDIC. Terms apply.
When you think about the future, what kind of technology do you envision? Whatever the future holds, artificial intelligence will undoubtedly be at the heart of it all.
Join Graham Class as he hosts Season 2 of Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast, and hear from the minds transforming healthcare, retail, entertainment, personal computing, and more with the help of AI.
Tune in every other Tuesday and explore the latest technology that's changing our world today and creating a more accessible tomorrow.
Listen to Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Hey, this is Annie.
And Samantha.
And welcome to Steph Never Told You, a production of iHeartRadio.
Yes, and happy Monday, everyone, if you're listening to this on a Monday when it's released. If not, happy day.
Happy day to you.
And we are back with a bit of rest and vacation time that we just had, which was lovely. Mm-hmm. Annie, what did you do?
I got to go on my annual beach trip with my very close friends that I've had since I was in elementary school. And we participated in our own Olympics, and they were a delight. And I came in third, and I think I was robbed, but that's all right.
Oh, third, not even second.
I can't. Oh, Samantha, I don't need you rubbing it in. I had a very, my start was bad of the day, I'll admit. I had a very poor performance in the balancing dice act. Terrible.
Oh, no, you're kind of shaky. That makes sense.
In my raft race, I did really well. And, and the putting out the candles with the water gun, top-notch. Gold medal for me.
That's pretty smart, although there could be probably disadvantages if it's windy.
Yeah, we had to find a very strategic place to do that one.
I love that. Yeah, and we just spent time with family, and Peaches got to swim a lot, so it was delightful. Yes, and if you've never seen Peaches swim, you should go see my Instagram, because it's quite cute, and I love it. And we had to buy her little booties so that she didn't rough up her paws, because the bottom of the swimming pool is pretty rough. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, I have pictures of my dog swimming in booties. Just so you know. And you know what? Let's just be honest. I think everyone is in dire need of rest, especially from the past several years and just overall. There's been so much conversation of how taking a rest is often discouraged or seen as weak. But that's a whole other episode. And we're not going to talk about that today. But we do want to talk about what many have been experiencing for a while now, which is collective trauma. And we're going to go a little broader than that because as we were researching it, not too much in the research is coming about how it affects women specifically. And I'm sure it's coming around. Don't get me wrong. But again, we did want to see a little bit about the definition and just let you know that all that anxiety and that trauma that you feel is legitimate. Yeah. And there's a reason for it. And we spoke about it briefly in other episodes, especially when we did our trauma series when I first started on. And I think it's really important that we talk about it more because, A, we need to destigmatize any kind of mental health conversations in general and just talk about why it's broader than we think. And also just about how it does take a toll as a public health crisis. And we don't do that enough. So for me, who has been in my field in a long time, I am an advocate, a strong advocate in making sure that we are addressing these things and being able to recognize it. So yeah, but we did, again, like I said, want to take a little bit of a deeper look and just a little bit of a reminder of what it is, as well as just so you realize, we're not going to go in depth about any specific situations that could cause trauma or that does cause anxiety, but we are going to kind of mention some of the past things that could bring on this type of collective trauma. Just let you know.
Yeah. So to begin with, what is collective trauma? According to Psychology Today, collective trauma refers to, quote, the impact of a traumatic experience that affects and involves entire groups of people, communities, or societies. And it is something that can have consequences within these communities. It can affect relationships, policies, and even governmental processes. It can change how a society functions or even operates, and may even change what is considered to be the social norm. And a bit more in depth, collective trauma is, quote, a response that can follow a variety of traumatic experiences. And this includes things like wars, natural disasters, pandemics, systemic and historical oppression, and mass shootings, and other events. And though it may be felt collectively, the experiences vary for each individual, and the pandemic has been something that has clearly shown the good and bad of these responses.
Right. And with the continued stories of sexual violence and trauma, as we're hearing more and more stories and or people are actually coming out and fighting against those who are abusers, women have continued to have layered effects of collective trauma within the last years. But it isn't just the collective trauma that continues to weigh many people down who have been affected by these stories and situations, but it's also the vicarious trauma, which is hearing all these stories that are way too familiar, especially when it comes to sexual assault, harassment, violence, and abuse. So vicarious trauma is just being able to relate through something else someone else has gone through. And I know we've talked about that during the Kavanaugh hearing, and we're talking about it again as the FBI has now shown reports that they did not handle the cases and or incident reports to any actual investigation.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's kind of re-bringing up some of the things, especially with Dr. Ford coming back out saying they completely mishandled this and I didn't get the justice that I deserved. And she was completely right. And it is this level of being physiologically linked by experiencing these emotions, anxieties, and traumas of others, which is often a layer of the collective trauma that continues when larger vicarious traumatic situations occur. It's a lot, y'all. But what's more is the depth of how the patriarchal structures that becomes the platform of why women and non-binary people are suffering from the depth of collective trauma. And while we're talking about the effects of the patriarch, apparently there is a thing called the patriarchal stress disorder. It's fairly new. It's just recently coined. And yes, we are definitely coming back to this in a different episode. So look out for it.
Yes. But within these layers, we have to look at the intersectionality of the continued piling on of trauma that causes overwhelming crises within different communities. As the police violence against the Black community and BIPOC continue, we watch as the world keeps inflicting a level of suffering in a power play for white supremacy with seemingly little to no justice to be seen. The small victories of justice are sometimes smeared by victim-blaming tactics that are often used against those who aren't here to defend themselves. And it's not new, but it is a reason for us to see this as a public health crisis. Collective trauma, vicarious trauma, and racial trauma, which is what is happening for the communities that keep having to scream Black Lives Matter and being pushed against and persecuted, are all a crisis that needs to be addressed and seen as a public health crisis, which will continue to affect those who aren't able to process or get any type of intervention or access to any type of healthcare.
Right. So when we're talking about these different levels, and it gets bigger and bigger, we know this. And when looking at, again, how we're talking about intersectionality here and why it was coined, this is the very reason. There is a deeper meaning of why this is so dangerous to so many people, but who it affects and who it affects more. And I think we have to keep talking about it. We need to address it. And we need to look at it as a public health crisis, including gun violence. When we talk about like collective trauma for those who've experienced mass shootings, that's a big play into that collective trauma. But no one is willing to see this as a public health crisis. Although the CDC finally came out and were like, yes, this needs to be addressed. We need to study it. And there's been a lot of pushback. We know this with the NRA saying, nah, we're cool.
Right.
So that's one of the big things. And yes, it is political. This type of level of conversation is political, but needs to be pushed to a bigger, broader stroke about healthcare and mental health issues. So many things. And yes, and there's a lot to be researched, and it's probably being studied, especially as the current crisis is still ongoing. Hello, Delta variant. And many are grieving over so much loss and difficulties that have been affecting so many. But as stated in Psychology Today, quote, grieving takes time. Grieving for a collective trauma takes time, organization, and vision. Understanding how to respect the grieving process and foster the sense of hope is the first step of organizing and rebuilding a community. There's both a need to respectfully acknowledge the ongoing burden of living without loved ones or the familiar ways of life, and to thoughtfully foster new ways of building on the communal strength of the survivors. And it's such a beautiful statement and beautiful idea. And yes, this is what we need to do, but the underlying reasons for all of this types of trauma is what needs to be talked about first. And I think we're barely there, obviously. We keep having to rerun these conversations on a constant basis, unfortunately. And until we can actually come to a point of understanding that, there's so much more to bringing strength to the survivors. And again, part of that is us being advocates and allies for those who are seemingly drowning in collective, vicarious, and racial traumas.
Yes, yes. So obviously a lot more for us to talk about, and I'm sure we'll return in a future episode. We hope all of you listeners are well out there, and we always love hearing from you. If you would like to contact us, you can, or email us stuffmediamomstuff@iheartmedia.com. You can find us on Instagram @StuffIveNeverToldYou or on Twitter @MomStuffPodcast. Thanks as always to our super producer, Christina.
Thank you.
And thanks to you for listening. Stuff I've Never Told You is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
This episode is brought to you by PNC Bank, who believes some things in life should be boring, like banking.
Because boring is safe and responsible, level-headed and wise. All things you want your bank to be.
You don't want your bank to be cool or sexy. Sexy is for 80s hair bands, not banks. That's why PNC Bank strives to be boring with your money so you can be happily fulfilled with your life.
PNC Bank, brilliantly boring since 1865.
Brilliantly Boring Since 1865 is a service mark of the PNC Financial Services Group, Incorporated. PNC Bank, a National Association, member FDIC.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.